What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? We are back. I've had a few days off of work, so therefore there was a few days off of the commuting with friends, but we are back on the mic. And today we're going to talk about something that's really near and dear to me. So a lot of people that know me might be like, man, you talk about this a lot. But the reason why I talk about it so much is because, like I said, it's near and dear to me. I'm a man growing up in this society. I got two boys that are going to grow up to be men in this society. And I want them to be men the right way, or the best way possible. And when I say that, you know, I'm referring to a lot of things, you know, especially morally. But right now I'm talking specifically about interactions and engagements with women. You see, it's becoming far too common these days for a lot of men to be out here calling out women and talking about women in different ways, almost painting women as these demonic, devilish beings. And now, don't get it confused, like, there are good seeds and bad seeds in both genders. There's probably, I don't listen to a lot of women talk, so there's probably a lot of women out there that talk bad about men. I don't know, because I don't listen to them, but I'm assuming it's probably equal distribution on both sides. But right now, we're talking about the men, because that's what I am, and that's what I can relate to. The problem with men down talking and talking bad about women is this: if you are of most faiths, but definitely if you're supposed to be of like a faith that has God at the center, whether it be Christianity or Old Testament or whatever the case is, then you know that in the story of Genesis, God made man first, and then he pulled Eve from the rib of the man. So Eve became the companion and the helpmate of Adam, right? Or woman and man, okay? So with man being created first, you have to understand that symbolically, that is a sign of, supposed to be a sign of leadership, guidance, and protection. Okay, so in most cases, and this can be put into any scenario. It doesn't matter if you live in a household where your woman might make more money than you. You see, because at the end of the day, generally speaking, not all the time, for the most part, men operate, if we were computers, if we were two separate computers, and men and women, it was a male computer and a female computer, the male operating system or hard drive would be mostly logic and reason. The female operating system and hard drive would be mostly emotion and feelings. Now, emotions and feelings are volatile, because when you feel something and you emote and you react off of that, a lot of times that can cause volatility and rash decisions. Logic and reason is more based in mostly fact and pros and cons of every situation. So with that being said, you know, a lot of guys have become more emotionally driven. That's first. A lot of guys have become more emotionally driven. And this is like the whole media and Hollywood's fault, because somewhere along the lines, there was like some type of campaign for, this is like probably somewhere in the 80s and 90s, maybe even before that, but I'm an 80s, 90s baby, so that's as far back as I can remember, where it was like, oh, well, men need to get more in touch with the feminine roots, and blah, 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 right? And this was being promoted by women. So, you know, what's a guy's number one prized possession? It's not his car, his house, it's the woman. He wants to get women, right? So if a woman is telling you you need to get more in touch with your emotional side, I mean more your feminine side, be more emotionally open, yada yada yada, you're gonna think, oh well, if I do that, I'm gonna get more women. Wrong. That you gotta understand, we just said that if we're talking about the computers, a woman is more emotional and feelings based, right? So in a moment, she might feel like maybe you should be a little bit more emotional. Not all the goddamn time. If you're more emotional than she is all the time, she's gonna be like, nigga, I'm with another female. I'm not a lesbian. I want a guy. So at some point, you digging into your bag of emotions and feelings is gonna get on her nerves, and she's gonna look for the guy that's a little bit more rugged. You're gonna be sitting around crying, acting like a fool, and guess whose fault is gonna be in your world? Oh, well, women are. No, it's your fault. You know why? Because you listen to this lady who might have been in her feelings at one point, and maybe right then and there she wanted you to be emotional just for that one time, for 1 minute, and you took it to the extreme and got emotional all the time. And now she don't like that. They only like it most of the time. They might say something because it sounds good. Most of the time, they might say something because they heard it on the radio or read it in a magazine. They don't even want that. They just think they want it because they read it or they saw it somewhere. And you a fool thinking that because she said out her mouth, that's what she wants. Like, no, you're supposed to be a man. You're supposed to be working with logic and reason. You're supposed to understand that she don't know what she wants most of the time. But most of these dudes are being raised by women. They don't have the male influence and guidance to teach them that you can't always believe what's coming out of her mouth. You gotta see how she acts and reacts in situations, because she'll say anything. Women will say anything that they think they feel because they read it or they heard it. Now, if you're taking that as gospel, you think you're doing the right thing. Next thing you know, she hitting you with, I'm not happy. You don't know why. Now, all of a sudden, it's her fault. No, it's your fault. Because you don't know the difference between the genders. Now, it may not be your fault. Maybe you didn't grow up with a male upbringing. But that's not an excuse. Because today, with all this far-reaching internet, you can get information from anywhere. So, ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is not an excuse. Ignorance does not give you just cause to blame women for your shortcomings. At some point, you need to do some developmental research on masculinity, because masculinity, and I'm not talking about that BS toxic masculinity they talk about in the media. I'm talking about real masculinity. Masculinity is not beating on your chest, trying to downplay or impose your will on weaker beings. That's not masculinity. That's bullying. Masculinity is being a leader, using logic and reason, and making the best possible decisions at all times to lead your people to the best possible outcome. Masculinity has no room for emotions and feelings when it's time to make crucial and critical decisions about the well-being of yourself, your family, and your village. I will repeat that because this is imperative. Masculinity has no room for emotions and feelings when it comes to making critical and crucial decisions for the well-being of your family and your village. So, those of you who have had the unfortunate shortcoming of being raised by single moms, and God bless those mothers for raising you the best they can or the best they could, need to figure out how to find some masculine resources. Shoot, keep listening to me. You learn something about being masculine. I may not know everything, but I'm going to tell you about how to be a masculine man and stop sitting around hemming and hawing. If you start most of your sentences off what I feel, you're doing it wrong. That's not masculinity, brother. If you're sitting around and you got an attitude half the time because somebody said something you don't like, that's not masculinity, brother. You should be able to take constructive criticism, or any criticism. It don't have to be constructive. You should be able to take criticism with a grain of salt. Matter of fact, you should listen to the criticism and what applies to you, figure out how to make those weaknesses stronger And what doesn't apply, throw it in the trash. It shouldn't have you sitting around in your feelings. It shouldn't have you sitting around crying. It shouldn't have you going back to your woman talking about this person said that. No, you woman don't want to hear that bullshit. She don't want to hear you crying and complaining about what somebody said to you. Are you kidding me? She want to be able to come to you and talk about what somebody said to her. She want to be able to unwind and unleash to you. She don't want to be sitting around coddling you like a baby. And y'all got kids? Are you serious? I told y'all, man, this commute with friends ain't this ain't the regular Peter J. Spears experience, Peter J. Fisher experience podcast. This is the raw, uncut, gritty. This is the get in you. You see that? When I do my regular podcast, it's getting in you too, but it's more on that wholesome Bill Cosby getting in you. This is the Eddie Murphy raw getting in you. You see what I'm saying? Like, y'all gotta stop that. Y'all gotta stop. Women don't want that getting your feminine roots. They say that nonsense. They don't want that. They do not want that. And definitely not on a consistent basis. Now, am I saying that you can't be emotional sometimes? Am I saying if your mom, your dad, your grandpa, if your grandma died, you gotta sit there and act like a stoic rock? No! Have some common sense. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying what you gotta understand is your woman is looking for stability. She's looking for ground. She's looking for a rock. She's looking for a foundation. She can't find none of that in a man that's sitting around in his feelings 24/7. That's her job. So I'm gonna close this podcast with this right here. Look, if you're married or any type of long-term relationship with a woman, understand that it's okay to be softer with her. But being softer does not mean that you're becoming an emotional wreck, that you're sitting around and you're leading your interactions and engagements with feelings and emotions. And you damn sure are not making critical decisions with your wife, for your wife, for your family, off of emotions and feelings. If your woman says, we need to make a decision about something, I don't care how much of a rush she's trying to put on it. Now, if it's time sensitive, obviously, you're going to have to make a quicker decision. But if it ain't something that got to be determined today, right now, tell your lady, look, I'm going to think on that. And when I think on it, I'm going to think on it from all angles, using rationale, logic, and reason. And I'm going to get back to you. Now, since you came to me to make the decision, when we make this decision, I'm going to need you to ride with it. And if you don't, that's fine, but that's the decision we're going with. See, if you start talking to your woman like that, part of this civilization, this new civilization that we've been in, is going to make her want to rebuttal. It's going to make her want to be like, whoa, what? But deep down inside, she's going to be like, yo, my man got this. And eventually, the more you engage and interact with her that way, the more she's going to trust you. And when she can trust you and understand that you're the rock, she's going to respect you. And when she respects you, now you're going to feel like the man. And now you ain't got to sit around crying, talking about women ain't this and women ain't that. You know why women ain't this and women ain't that? Because you ain't this and that. Because you ain't holding it down. Because you sitting around in your feelings and your emotions. How she supposed to be something that, how she supposed to be feminine and soft and nurturing when you sitting around being feminine and soft? Somebody got to play the masculine. Somebody got to be the man. So if it's not going to be you, it's going to be her. So if you want your woman to be more feminine and soft, you better figure out how to become more masculine. And we out. Drive safe.